You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly weather segment. Today is Wednesday, the 10th of February, 2021. Joined online by National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Boyd. Hi, Peter.
Good morning. Hello.
Well, we've seen some clear, very cold weather the last week here all around Southeast, right?
That's correct. We have maybe not hit record-breaking, but this is some of the coldest temperatures we've seen in a number of years.
Here in the Petersburg area, we've been down in single digits lately, the last day or two here, overnight at least.
That's correct. And the only good news about that is these temperatures are going to be start warming up over the next few days. By warming up, I mean getting up into the teens as overnight lows instead of at least the single digits.
What's the cause of this? Is this just a big high pressure parked over us?
Correct. It's a large high pressure over the Yukon, which has just been bringing in a lot of cold air and to the northern part of the panhandle, some very strong winds. What's going to be happening over the next few days is that high pressure is going to start shifting to the south. So we're going to start seeing a change in the weather pattern.
Okay. And along with this, those outflow winds you mentioned, freezing spray warnings around parts of the region as well this past week.
That's correct. We have heavy freezing spray, especially over the northern areas like Lynn Canal, southern and lower portions. Further south, not getting quite as the heavy freezing spray, but are getting freezing spray in the areas.
Okay, so you mentioned it's starting to, we have change on the horizon. What's coming up?
What's coming up is we're still going to be clear. Start to see some increasing clouds towards the weekend. Overnight lows are going to start bringing up into the teens, daytime highs into the mid-20s. And as we start moving past the weekend into Sunday, into Monday, that's where we're finally going to start seeing our first chance of snow, with temperatures starting to return a little bit back to normal for the area. Still colder, normal for Petersburg area. Maximum temperatures for February are typical in the mid to upper 30s with the lows to the upper 20s. And at this point, we're going to start seeing the lows in the low 20s and the highs in the lower 30s.
Okay. So about a week from now, we have a couple of crab fisheries starting up and boats heading out on the water. Can you have any idea of what it will look like on the water about a week from now?
At least looking out the water at about a week from now, we're not looking at as strong winds as we've been seeing around the area. Main thing is probably going to be a bit more of a shift from these northerly winds to a little bit of more the southerly and easterly. We're still some uncertainty regarding how the pattern is going to be working out, but at this point, we do start seeing that change.
Okay, great. Anything else to highlight?
At this point, while it's been very cold, haven't quite hit the records, especially looking at the Petersburg co-op. The record, at least on file, is down to negative 19 degrees Fahrenheit, which was set back in 1947. The second coldest was negative 15 degrees Fahrenheit, which is back in 1968. So while single digits are nothing to sneeze at least we're not down to those temperatures.
That's true. Okay. Thanks for the time, Peter.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too.